Revelation 4 and 5 describe one of my favourite scenes in the Bible. I recommend reading those two chapters together later on. It doesn't take long. They give us a glimpse of God's heavenly throne room and the worship that goes on there forever. You'll recognise the words from hymns and songs that we sing inspired by these chapters. At the start of our reading today, John sees God, him who sat on the throne with a scroll in his right hand, the hand of power and authority. It is the scroll of God's judgment. Now, the word judgment has a bit of a bad press these days. Being judgmental is one of the worst things we can be accused of. Here, this judgment is God's justice, putting right all the wrongs, sorting out all the mess, dividing good from bad, God's final word on his creation. But there's a problem. The scroll is sealed shut with seven seals and needs to be opened. Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll? Asks a mighty angel. Now, if we needed to open a new supermarket, who would be worthy enough to do that? Perhaps a local councillor. What about a new school? We're going up in the world a bit here, so maybe the local MP, or if it's a church school, the local bishop. But who is worthy to open a hospital? Now we're really climbing the social ladder. This is where we hit secretaries of state and maybe even royalty. But who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll of God's judgment? No one. That's right. No one. In the middle of this scene of praise and worship, there is an awkward silence, broken only by the sound of John weeping. He says he wept and wept. Why? Because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. No human being, no creature, no angel, not even the angel Gabriel himself. No one. Except one. An elder tells John, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." The Lion of Judah. The description goes right back to the origins of God's people. Jacob, the father of 12 sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel, blessed his sons before he died. One of them was Judah, and this is what he said. "Judah, your brothers will praise you. Judah is like a lion. Judah will hold the royal scepter, and his descendants will always rule. Nations will bow in obedience before him." That's from Genesis chapter 49. The Lion of Judah, then, is a symbol of rule, power, authority, and might. I picture Aslan from the film adaptations of the Chronicles of Narnia. Huge, powerful, a golden brown mane, rippling muscles and fur waving in the wind. I imagine that's what John expected to see as he looked round for the Lion of Judah. But as he looks, he sees a lamb. And not just any lamb, a lamb looking as if it had been slain. Now, you can't get much more not a lion than a lamb. Small, weak, barely able to walk or even bleat. They're pathetic. Tasty, but pathetic. The symbol of a lamb goes back even further in the Bible than the Lion of Judah, right back even to Cain and Abel, who gave God the best parts of the first lamb born to one of his sheep in Genesis 4 verse 4. A lamb saves Isaac on Mount Moriah. The blood of lambs saves the Israelites on the night of the Passover. So we have two pictures of Jesus, steeped in history and meaning. And it's tempting to see them as equal. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves that Jesus is the all-conquering Lion of Judah, mighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords, strong and powerful. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves that Jesus is the gentle and loving Saviour who gave himself up for us. And it's tempting to see those two pictures as equal, two sides of the same coin, but I'm not sure they are. How many times do you think Jesus is called the Lion of Judah in Revelation? Once. Here in chapter 5, verse 5. How many times do you think Jesus is called the Lamb in Revelation? It's over 30 times. I make it 36. That's quite a crude argument, but how's this? Remember the question at the start of chapter 5? Who is worthy? The answer is Jesus. But let's see why he is worthy. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power forever and ever. Jesus is worthy, not because he is an all-conquering mighty lion, but because he gave himself up as a lamb to the slaughter. Jesus is mighty. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of pictures of Jesus, strong and majestic, all-conquering and powerful. But the scandal is that God defeated his and our enemies by becoming weak. Jesus the Lamb won the victory in weakness. He is worthy because he was slain. Think of the cross. The moment of Jesus' glory was a moment of great weakness and shame as he hung there naked, tortured, taunted by the passers-by. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. This is precisely John's point. He was writing to a church that felt weak. They were being persecuted, hunted down, killed and tortured for their faith. They felt, and in fact were, weak. But one of the things Jesus shows us, one of the most precious truths of the gospel, is that God works in and through weakness. He doesn't simply brush it aside. He takes it, uses it, fills it, molds it. God said to Paul, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for you." Why? "For my power is made perfect in weakness." Do you feel weak? If you said yes, great. Because you are. And realizing that is the first step in coming to Jesus and asking him to work in and through us. You see, the church is the army of the weak, made strong by the blood of the Lamb. The church is the army of the weak, made strong by the blood of the Lamb. Are you ready to fight in all your weakness and to stand firm with Jesus, who alone is worthy because he was slain and who alone has won the victory? Are you ready? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the Lamb. You alone are worthy because you were slain. And with your blood, you purchased for God persons from every tribe and every language and every people and every nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God. Jesus, help us in all our weakness to follow you together every day and in every way. Amen.